Ram Lutiel watches dozens of dairy cows move through this milking parlor on a metal carousel. He helps supervise workers here as they clean udders and attach milking machines. And he checks to make sure the milk being pumped doesn't have any problems.
I need to first test all the teeth of the cow and figure out which the teeth has a bad milk. And suppose if this has a bad milk, I need to tie a ribbon on the leg.
Tying a ribbon around the leg of a cow with bad milk is just one of Lutiel's tasks here. He started working at Three Mile Canyon Farms about 6 months ago. He's one of 30 refugees who have settled in Boise, Idaho, and have recently found jobs at the dairy.
This is my first experience in my life working in a farm because I have never taught a cow by my own hand before.
Lutiel is a refugee from Bhutan. About a year ago, the 21-year-old and his family were resettled in Boise. But the economy was uncertain, and their 8 months of federal assistance was running out fast. Then they found out that this farm, 5 hours away in Boardman, Oregon, was hiring. Lutiel now works with his dad and uncle at the dairy. It turns out the farm has had a hard time filling jobs, even in a recession. Big farms like this one rely on workers from Mexico, but it's become harder to tap into that applicant pool.
We, as a matter of policy, about 2 years ago started checking people's Social Security numbers of new employees.
Walt Guterbach is the farm's livestock manager.
And the problem we had was that we would interview quite a few people and find that, you know, say we interviewed 10, we liked 5, and only one or two would have their numbers check out.
Without enough Mexican workers to legally fill all the jobs, Guterbach went looking elsewhere. He heard about unemployed refugees in Idaho. So Guterbach, himself a child of refugee parents, got in touch with the IRC, the International Rescue Committee.
Some of these people would end up in homeless shelters because if they don't have a job. So I think we've saved some of them from that fate.
The starting wage at the farm is $9.45 an hour. Workers and their families get full health benefits after 6 months. That's more than these refugees could have hoped for back in Boise. Refugees from Burundi to Iraq make up only a sliver of the farm's workforce. The majority of the workers are still from Mexico. Guterbach is among those U.S. employers who want permanent immigration reform. But he says hiring refugees has helped fill a labor gap.
That is not the solution to the agricultural labor issue that faces the United States. In other words, we still need to address the undocumented people who are here already working.
Work at the dairy is hard. Ram Lutiel works 50 to 60 hours a week, and he doesn't get paid a bonus for the extra time. He and the other Bhutanese refugees face long drives to see their families in Boise during their time off. But Lutiel says he doesn't mind.
I'm Hindu, so Hindu cow is a god. So we used to say that we are serving to God.
Lutiel sees working at the dairy as a way to start over and get his financial feet firmly planted. He wants to work in the medical field and possibly become a veterinarian. But for now, he's learning to navigate the dairy world and to integrate into a new community. And as a bonus, he's been picking up some Spanish. I'm Sadie Babbitts for VOA News, Boardman, Oregon.
No, baby.